so real.
We want to welcome live. What's
yes.
up? For the millions in attendance
and the thousands watching round the world.
Welcome to motherfucking 2 and the Flames.
Brought to you by Queen City.
Cinema Club, the greatest place to watch movies and eat weird popcorn and eat, drink weird beers.
Weird beers, weird beers.
They're delicious, by the way. Delicious.
They are. I just want to say, to start this off, you know, I'm very happy, very privileged, very... I just feel like this is something that's needed to happen for so long, you and I, because we are completely and 100% nonsense.
Yeah, I totally agree. Probably I'm 3% more nonsense than you. I feel like you're a little bit more adjusted, but I think that's the best part about it. That's the best part about it.
It is, man. It is a good, it kind of rounds us out a bit.
It does.
I mean, it really ties the room together.
All the rugs are in place. We have a fucking lamp. Look at that thing. Look at that. That literally is Aladdin themed. The movie's coming out soon. We saw Will Smith. He's blue.
He's blue.
Maybe you're pissy. Maybe you're not. I don't know. I think it looks good though.
Rub his belly, what happens?
Dora the Explorer looks worse. I'll tell you, I saw the trailer for that. Yes, the lamp right here. We're ready to go. We're having a great time tonight. Got a lot of stuff in store for you. What do we got going on tonight, Flaves?
Well, the first thing, I'm going to cue you, because the first thing that I want to do before we get too crazy and get too involved with each other is I really want to set the stage. I want to inform our 2 to 3 fans.
Yes.
And I want them to realize what this show is about.
Preach that shit.
The show isn't about being serious.
Mm-mm. No.
In fact, if you are serious,
yes,
turn this shit off now.
Take it down.
Don't even bother.
No.
We can roll with one view. That's fine. If there's another one out there that wants to jump on and listen to what we have to say, then great.
Tell your mom.
But listen, I am just done with people thinking that they can get away with stuff in this state and not be persecuted via comedy. I am going to vow from this moment on, with 2 as at my side on my other steed, I will not be serious, and I will not make sense, and I will say whatever the fuck I want when I want to, because this is the country that we live in. And listen, if you want a pussy-ass show, just one that just kind of tiptoes around subjects, you've got the wrong one, buddy.
It's not us.
Buster, that's not us. You know, Democrats, Republicans, blue Republicans, red Leviclats, far left, far right, far off, far in. You're all gonna get it.
Limbaughs.
You're all gonna get it from us. We're gonna tear you down comedically, and we're gonna build ourselves up in the process. And if you can't handle the truth, then just turn it off now.
Shut that shit down.
Thank you. That really made me feel good.
Jesus, holy. That was awesome. Yeah.
God.
It had to be said. I couldn't have said it better myself. That was epic.
My heart's pumping.
Have a sip of the weird beer. It's delicious.
Mason's West Coast Pills.
Shout out to Mason's. So, again, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got some guests. We got some sponsors we want to shout out. We got some randomness that we're going to go ahead and tell you about. You know, a lot of things going on, and we appreciate you tuning in tonight. Every Monday, we're going to be doing this right here live from Queen City Cinema Club. We thank them for letting us chill here,
yes,
do our thing. And, you know, every Monday, 10 p.m., it's like a podcast. It's like a variety show. It's all kinds of shit. But like he said, no holds barred. We're going after everybody equally. That's what we do.
Equal.
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 Both sides.
Both sides.
Smack it.
Smack it.
That's exactly what we're doing.
I'm just sick and tired of people like tiptoeing around. Like, listen, Saturday Night Live gets away with it. Why can't we?
Yeah. Lately, as of late, they are getting it harder and harder. It's pretty much just about Trump. I don't feel any way about Trump, but I'm just saying the whole show is just one big Trump joke.
Trump is in politics, therefore I hate him.
Yeah, there you go. That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
It's not saying either or. He's in politics, so that's why.
Correct. I just don't trust him. I feel like my pants are down around them.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since, don't grab him by the pussy, I'll tell you that. Don't do that. Other than that, that's the only thing. He's a politician, and he grab people by the pussy.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that. And if you're a politician, or even if you're just a bagger at fucking Walmart, don't grab people in the crotch.
No, it is a bad time to be grabbing people by the pussy in this day and age. I'll tell you that right now. It's not the time for it. I'll tell you that. It's
definitely not.
Yes.
So one thing I want to say that I'm really excited about this show, and just to amp our five viewers now?
Yes.
Amazing. All five viewers, I want to tell you that we are going to bring back a lot of our old characters. We have a lot of guys, a lot of girls, a lot of things, a lot of people, and imaginary, real, it doesn't matter. They're going to be on these podcasts. So if you ever fell in love with Craigie Cuckoo Callahan, Butch McGentry,
mm-hmm.
people like that, if any of our 17 people now know who they are, I know Butch, where is Butch living?
Canada right now. That's the best place for him. A lot of wilderness and free healthcare because he's got a lot of shit going on. He's got rheumatoid arthritis. I read an email recently he sent me on my Gmail. Basically, he's in shambles, but you know what? The animals uplift him.
Is he on Zeljins?
Tuesdays he takes the Zeljins, and then the rest of the week it's all just Percocet. Perky'd up. He's perky the fat gap going. Anyway, yes, you're going to see Butch McGentry. I'm excited to see my boy Cuckoo Callahan, the greatest stuntman, Bangor and Brewer and the Twin City and the Penobscot County area has ever seen.
Yeah, and the funny thing is when I told him that we were doing this, first thing he said was, if I'm alive, I want to be on it. I said, what do you mean if you're alive? I guess he's got a couple big stunts coming up that I think are also in this
told you? Could you hint at one that he's got going on?
All he said was two things.
Yes.
Niagara, balls. I don't know what it meant. I didn't know what it meant, but...
Awesome.
Yeah, he's amped, man. He's amped. And rightfully so. He's an amazing stunt driver.
Yes, yes. Craigie Cuckoo Callahan will be on the show. I think we're going to get our friend Paul Bunyan back.
Oh, Paul. He's wandering right now.
He found a girlfriend, he said. I talked to Paul Bunyan recently, and he found himself. Her name is Rachel. she is busty. I don't want to use that kind of language on here, but she is busty.
Is she from Minnesota?
No, actually, the outskirts of Millinocket.
Oh, yeah. Wow. No kidding. Well, I heard he had a summer home up there on South Twin.
It's more of a
Tail Road,
floating dock with a sort of an umbrella on it.
How did the people not see him? He's Paul Bunyan.
It's a big fucking umbrella.
Oh, my. This is so much easier than I thought it was going to be already. Yeah. I can look at you and talk to you.
We haven't even gotten into the funny stuff yet. That's the craziest part about it. We haven't even done the funny stuff. Let me just check real quick. I just want to see if Paula Page's people have got at me.
Oh, yeah. Our first guest. Geez, how could we not? Our first guest tonight. We're very, very excited. Paula Page, our ex-governor, he is coming on the show tonight via satellite cell phone Florida, I think. I think that's... Is that correct, too?
Yes.
He agreed to do an interview with us tonight on our first podcast.
Skype face is what he actually called it.
Oh, expect...
Because he literally does not know... I found this out. I didn't get to speak to him, but if he's anything like his publicist, they don't know shit about the intro webs.
No.
At all. He thought we were Hulu.
Yeah, well...
He literally said, I can't do the voice, but yeah, Hulu, something about Hulu. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? No.
He's a legend.
It's a Facebook Live. A lot of people, by the way, have asked me all week, what is it? What are you guys doing? Like, what? The easiest way for us to do this, honestly, and get it out to the masses, I think, honestly, we got upwards of 7 people on the video right now. Hi, everyone. Hi. They're asking me, is it a podcast? Is it this? Is it a variety? It is. It's whatever the fuck you want it to be. It's every Monday at 10.
Monday at 10. Right.
And by the way, what else are you doing on a Monday, you know, that you really... that's why we picked it, because it's one of those things that, like, it's not a Saturday. You're not going to Traxxas Monster Jam.
No, you're not going to Monster Jam.
Grave Digger.
I want to imagine you guys in your PJs. I want to imagine everybody listening in the PJs.
Lobster bisque. Is that a truck?
Yeah, no, dude.
Steaming Jim. Sunday.
The lobster.
Motor ruckus, lobster bisque, grave digger.
That is crazy good.
I've done that before.
That is crazy good, dude.
Grave digger.
We're on
Speedway 95. Speedway 95. Watch out for the potholes in the driveway. $4 hot dogs. That's right. $4 hot dogs and grave digger.
That hurt. That is so good, dude. That literally hit my funny bone to the
Smallfoot. Bigfoot's brother, it's just a regular truck. Smallfoot. Live at Speedway 95. Is it Bangor? Is it Herman? It's on the fucking line. Come on down. Grave digger.
Dude, that is like, this is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
If I was rich, say I won the $1 million mega bucks.
It could happen. I've seen the odds.
Dude, what I would do is pay you $100,000 a year to literally document and commentate my entire life. So like,
he's walking down the street. I would do it for all the pork rinds at Walmart.
To be honest, that was hilarious, man, too.
Well, no. It's just something, you know.
So is Paula's people on the line here?
I think we have to talk about our sponsor first.
Oh, yes, we do. Our sponsor.
Yes. All right.
Just a word from our sponsor.
Just a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey there, what's going on? I'm a NASCAR Hall of Famer Dale Jarrett, and I'm here to take a pause on this wonderful show to tell you a bit about Dale Jarrett's Discount Chicken and Used Car Battery Emporium Warehouse. That's right, folks. Now you can find a battery for your 1998 moped, and you got the fried chicken all in the same motherfucking roof. Here at DJDCUCBIW, we employ a whole staff of friendly knowledge knowers to meet your every need. Ever been in this situation?
Yeah, dude, the battery went in my Chrysler Pacifica, and I absolutely refused to buy brand new. I boogie-boarded my ass down to Dale Jarrett's and gutted my Chrysler back to tip-top shape. Thanks for picking me up, Dale, and thanks for that cheap-ass chicken breast. Awesome!
That's right, tale as old as time. I'll tell you one thing, don't waste a second, we're having a fucking tent sale. Now, I'd like to mention our newest venture on the farm. Here's my twig of a bitch, Connie.
That's me! Skinny as a ram because my husband's a gaslighting son of a bitch. Come on down and locate the side door.
Get it together, Connie, you crazy ass bitch. Pick up your titties and walk.
Come on, Jen!
Well, that's all right. Fuck that bitch. Listen, I want to tell you one thing right now. Greg Connie, I'll tell you one thing. Put good use to that palette full of sea glass. She's got necklaces and she's got negligees. We ordered sea glass from Sam's Club in 92, and I hope she puts it to good use. The special of the week, buy 3 quarts of popcorn chicken and a Nokia cell phone battery, and you get a signed photo of me spraying Dom Perignon on my pit crew in Darlington. That's a highlight. Now, here's a low point in my life. New arrivals, Connie. What you got? Are you sober?
Sorry about that. I was drinking, and I don't even care. I drink to forget that you've been impotent since 1987, Dale. But you know what stands tall and erect? I buy 2, get 1 free cubic zirconia hard pendant. Come get you a couple and show them off to your girthy, swollen sex mate.
She's got the IQ of a beach ball castaway, but also the ass of a motherfucking piano from Big. That's right. We got a lot of sales going on, a lot of things going on right here at Dale Jarrett's Discount Chicken Used Car Battery Emporium Warehouse. Just a half past mile marker 37 in between the old Radio Shack and the statue of Lou Ferrigno. If you've seen the brush fire,
you went too far. Like that time you gave me a hoedown at your cousin's barbecue and demanded someone show me where the little man of the canoe was.
Bitch, get back to the negligees. I paid good money for this here commercial, and I'd like to tell you about half off camcorder charger sale. I'm flustered. Listen, we cooked the chicken in battery acid and Crisco. What's better than that?
You know, in the elderly on work detail, they hand make our necklaces and negligees!
That's right, that old fuck. She's making all kinds of things. I apologize for my John Caffey-ass wife. Just come on down to Dale Jarrett's Discount Chicken and use Carberry Emporium Warehouse.
I'll be looking at the side door, ready for anyone to locate my back door!
Wow, Jesus Christ.
That was impossible! Listen, next
one time more time, we want to thank our sponsor, Dale Jarrett's Discount Chicken and Used Car Battery Emporium Warehouse. And we want to just say we apologize. They sent us a script for exactly what they want in the ad, and a little hard to get through it. Apparently, that's how they talk and how they wanted their product to come across. So, if
listen, let me tell you something. You can't write something that funny and not laugh. I'm sorry. All 11 viewers, I really apologize. But Connie had been drinking a lot.
Jesus.
And when I get into character, she gets to laughing because she's just been drinking that Chardonnay.
She's got necklaces and negligees out the back door.
Dude, that's what this show is going to be about. We are unbelievable at what we do, and what we do is absolutely nonsense, so go F yourself if you don't.
We'll learn to not laugh our balls off, because, here's the thing. If there's one person watching, we honestly don't give a shit at all.
Nope.
We're doing this for us, and we hope that it comes across sort of funny, and we hope that we can bring some sort of delight to your Monday night.
Delight for your Monday night.
Delight to your Monday night at 10 p.m. Two in the flames, we're gonna laugh our balls off.
Hey, how big of a glass of wine do you think Connie has to get that giggly?
A whole Red Wing bootful.
just fill that Red Wing boot.
I'm Connie, I'm drinking out of the booth. That's right.
Come find me in the back door. You want me on the side door.
Thank you for asking. Yes, I did make this necklace. Or old Reggie did.
Oh, man. You know what? Dude, my favorite part of life is laughing, and I think that even when people make fun of me, and there's that little demon in the back of me, is like, punch this guy in the face.
Yeah.
But the other big demon that's way overshadowing that little demon's like,
Beelzebub.
That is effing hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm saying.
I'll try to not laugh because I feel like I was uncontrollably laughing.
Listen, sometimes it just hits you funny bone. You gotta laugh it out. And I cried.
Yeah.
I was crying.
Here's the thing, and we'll be personal. We'll give you a little bit of insight of how we've been doing this all week. We came up with literally only one or two things. The Dale Jarrett thing we got sent to us, obviously, we can't plan out what the guy wants us to say.
Yeah,
we
apologize. Exactly. They told us to get into character. I started drinking Chardonnay out of a Red Wing boot.
Conor McGregor's rosé, I'm drinking it out of a Red Wing boot.
Oh, is that our side business? I did hear that.
Yeah.
I heard her and Dale are on the rocks.
It sounded like it. It sounded like he's a gaslighting son of a bitch. I don't know if you can...
Those are her words.
Not ours. Real quick, another shout out. They call this crack corn. It's only available at Queen City Entertainment.
It's crack corn because they put sugar, salt, and Tony Shasheries and Old
Wait.
Bay and...
Tony Shasheries is the guy on Law & Order, right?
No. Tony Shasheries is that little guy. He's like, Tony Shasheries, spices. He's like from New Orleans. Oh, yeah.
I do nothing.
Check it out. Next time you're...
You know who I do respect on the Southern commercials? The Xanarans guy.
Yeah, dude, Tony Shasheries and Xanarans are like arch enemies, man.
They should do...
They're fighting it
they
up.
They should fight to the spice death.
They really should. You know who'd kick everyone's ass? Old Bay. Let's talk that out. If there was a spice UFC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you taking? Well, first of all, what are the weight classes? Like, obviously, heavyweight is like crack pepper.
Chili honestly, pepper. If I had to go super heavyweight, I would probably go Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
And here's the thing. You see him on the package, and you go, okay, he's not a super heavyweight. What the hell's going on? He is actually 12 feet tall.
Uncle Ben is?
Yeah, Uncle Ben is...
All that rice.
Google, don't switch the channel and, you know, go to the internet browser. Don't go to your internet browser on your phone. Stay on here. But yeah, Uncle Ben, little known fact, was 12 and a half feet tall.
That's unbelievable. But his still, reach, you're not telling, you can't, you're not going to change my mind.
Who if else?
Old Bay is like, yeah. Put it on your lobster. Yeah. Ah, I've been on a boat all day.
He's gritty. And I think that's probably.
He'd poke you right up. But you know who he'd fight with?
Who?
Oh, no, I guess that wouldn't work.
With the lozenge guy?
Yeah, I was going to say. Dude, how'd you know that? You're right.
Literally. With the guy in the raincoat?
It's called the old man Fisherman's Friend.
Speaking of Fisherman's Friend, Branding Concepts, just to let you know real quick, we appreciate them. They've made our Two in the Flaves merchandise.
Thank you. Big shout out.
Also, instead of going to, I was going to talk to Dale Jarrett himself, have him send me some merchandise. This guy was nice enough to make us a hat. If you need anything made up whatsoever, Branding Concepts. It's probably going to be our only serious sponsor tonight.
Where is that located?
I think it's in his.
Bangor?
It's like a garage. It's like a small. It's like under the garage.
He's got a tunnel?
Yeah. He goes down into a hole and he's got a printing press down there.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, thank you, Branding Concepts.
Yes. Well, you know, if it wasn't for him, I mean, let's just take a look. You can see it. We wouldn't have those unbelievable shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, let's just see how we are here. Look, we're filling up time. Real quick, I want to get right back to it. Spice Wars.
Yeah.
Final pick.
My final pick.
March Madness.
Okay, dude, listen. Old Bay. And the reason I say this is because Old Bay is used for seafood. And seafood's hard. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
we gotta go out in the sea to get it.
Yeah. Leagues. I mean, where else do you have to go to do anything that involves leagues, dude?
That's right.
Exactly. A league. It's a league of your own.
Who are you putting up against Old Bay?
Oh man. Right off the top of the head, is Aunt Jemima a spice? Because it's an accoutrement at the very least.
I think it's I think that's in a different weight class.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Because Aunt Jemima would be going up against, like, like peanut butters. Skippy.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. Aunt Jemima would beat the fuck out of that type. Seriously. Oh, my God.
Peter Pan would be in some
He would be flying around and be like, you can't catch me. And then she would spray syrup in his fucking eyes. And he would come down.
I don't even think Peter Pan would get out of the peanut butter weight class. Peter Pan wouldn't beat Skippy. And Jif, you know Jif. He's a bar brawler.
Yeah.
Jif.
By the way, the most lazy branding concept ever. Just, hey, here's a couple colors and then text. Nothing else. You see a lot of products out there and they're like, I mean, I've seen Shark Tank a bunch of times and they're like, listen, you got to look at the placement and you got to make sure. Jiffy's just like,
we refuse. It's three letters.
Jiffy's official spokesman's like, we've been around so long. You know, we've just been around a long time. What else do we need to do? The product itself, it speaks for itself. Try us.
Yeah, the thing is I'd love to be in that boardroom. I'd be like, listen, guys, we got to at least capitalize the letters.
Yes.
Can we just capitalize the letters? They're freaking uppercase.
In 1992, someone came to the board meeting and was like, what about italics? And they were like, shut your fucking mouth, Dave.
Don't you shut up. Get out of here,
Dave. Dave, you're fucking fired, Dave. You pussy ass bitch.
Fucking Jif. That pisses me off, man. That really makes me mad. Think about it. You know, there's a lot of small businesses out there that, you know, struggle and pay money to get, you know, logos and flashy marketing to you know, bump their product. Jif's like, fuck it. Lowercase. I want two periods and three letters.
Red
Jif.
And green. Put a little red on one side, put a little green on the other side.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas peen buns. Is it time for a weird beer? Is that what we're doing?
Dude, listen. Well, first of all, you tell everybody at home what exactly this is.
Well, this is some...
Hold it up.
Yes. This is some Jason Bourne-ass shit. This is if Jason Bourne went to a college in New Hampshire and he craft brews in the cellar way.
All right. Now, really tell what it is.
It's a button. I'm going to hit it. Hopefully, the response. Again, this is our first episode. Anything that fucks up tonight, we're just going to blame it on April Fool's, so that's fine. I should be able to hit the button, and then when I hit the button, there's going to be a special guest. He's going to bring some weird beers out. We're going to have a weird beer 10-minute session every episode. I am not a fan of the weird beers, just to let you know. I will let you, you know, I'm going to say, hey, great products, whatever, but I don't like weird beers. So, Benny is a fan.
I love all beer, yes, thank you.
He's a craftsman. A cocksman and a craftsman.
You give me 12 Bush Light, I'm happy. You give me 4 Mason's Hipster Apocalypse, I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't want to stir my beer.
No, you don't. Your beer selection is more like a 22-year-old female who just got to the bar.
Have you tried Truly yet?
Listen, nothing against Truly, because if it's in the fridge and all my beer are gone,
yeah,
I am not going to shake my
head. I'll chug a kinky drink.
I will, dude, listen, if it's booze and I need it, Boxo wine, Boxo booze, don't matter, give it to me.
I want to taste it.
But kids, drink responsibly, don't drive drunk.
Speaking of drinking responsibly, let's hit the button and see what happens.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Do we even know who's coming? Is it Josh?
No, I don't know at this point. I really don't.
I'm gonna hit it again.
Hit it again. Measure.
Weird. Oh. Here he comes, it's Josh! The owner of Queen City Cinemas. Beer.
Oh my God. It's a blind taster.
Beer.
Oh.
It's weird. It's beer. Let me make some room for you, bro.
Yeah, come on in. Pull up a chair, bud.
Pull right up, bud. Get comfy.
How we doing?
Say hello to the seven people watching.
Hi, seven people.
Hey, either way.
So I gotta ask you, Josh.
Yeah.
What do we got today for weird beer?
Well, as you can see, I have concealed what we are drinking.
just says weird beer.
This is the best part of my life.
Oh no.
So I thought we could have a taste and maybe you guys could tell me what you think's in it.
I feel like you guys are excited and I'm not excited at all.
I'm very excited.
Shit.
All right. Oh, that's good.
It's, yeah.
I think so.
All right.
That is a weird beer.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
That is a... I'm really anxious to see what two thinks, too. What do you think?
Ooh! Ha ha! Oh yeah! Al Pacino! Okay! Okay! I'm hinting, lavender.
Lavender?
Lavender. Wow. And, just lavender beer.
I mean, lavender beer, am I right?
You are not correct.
Shit.
It is not lavender.
It's not lavender.
Although beer. I can see where you get it from. I mean, that's pretty
Benny,
sophisticated.
But players, how do you feel about this? How do you feel?
Well, I know it's a sour of some sort. It's
that's,
gotta be.
Wait,
it's gotta be a sour.
Are there subcategories?
Yeah,
I don't know about
sour.
Sour
is a category of beer. And okay. There are sour beers.
They kind of like this. They get you the bet. You know what I love about this one? Some sours have that bitter ass taste. You know, that makes you feel like you've been licking a boot.
Yeah.
This does not make you feel like you've been licking a boot. It's actually refreshing.
Sometimes on this, the back end, you get that leather in the back of your throat. This stuff is just like a smooth finish.
Yeah. If you were licking a boot, it'd be like on a really, really extravagant roller rink. The boot from that. Like,
wait,
oh, right.
The boot from a really extravagant roller rink?
Like, hey, everybody, we're gonna go on the roller rink. Let's go! And then, like, some weird disco song plays. Yeah, the boot from that. It's good. It's a boot, nonetheless. It's delicious.
Right, so usually a sour has some kind of fruit in it or, you know, some type of extra thing to it. So I was wondering if you could tell me.
Nutmeg?
Nutmeg
isn't a fruit.
The fruit nutmeg.
No, I know that. I know. I thought you were saying there's something extra into it. So I was like, okay. Fucking raspberries? What is this?
Okay, there is actually two fruits.
Okay. So fruit.
Two
sorry,
fruits.
Sorry.
You're on the right track.
No, it's... I'll tell you one thing. Is it 12%? Because holy...
No,
like,
it
okay.
Is not. Usually sours are pretty low. It's like 4%.
Ah,
it's like the Bud Lights.
Is it Truly?
It is not Truly. Truly, it is not. That would have been a good April Fool's, though.
Yeah, I want to
hear beer time. My first beer is Truly.
I'll tell you one thing. I do want to say.
Imagine if Josh came on. By the way, Queen City Cinemas.
Yes.
Bang.
Yes.
unbelievable spot. We can't thank him enough. Josh is amazing. But the one thing I love about this segment more than anything is that we're going to drink the entire beer without knowing what it is until the very end.
And usually we do it in about 10 minutes. That means we got about seven or eight minutes left. And keep in mind, if you're still watching, we do have Paula LePage coming very, very soon. I just saw a text message, and I think around... Gary Wentworth. listen, if you you can feel however you want about Paula LePage, okay? But if you want to hit up his publicist, it's GaryWentworth@gmail.com.
Yes.
So,
G-A-R-Y.
Yep.
Wentworth.
With a W.
So, Josh, tell us a little bit about what makes, you know, Queen City Cinema so amazing.
Yes.
The one thing I'm going to say is this place is so inviting. Every time you walk in, it's like my ADD takes over. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to play video games? Am I going to get a beer? Am I going to eat this crack corn? Am I going to, you know, am I going to play the games? Like, tell us what you guys offer weekly.
Yeah, so I think this is actually a good example of the weird beer and the fact that we're doing this podcast variety show rigmarole on a Monday night.
Yeah.
So, like, I like to do weird things. So, I mean, at its base, it is a movie theater, it is an arcade, it is a bar, it is a game show cafe, or a game board cafe. Actually, we do game shows too, so all kinds of different stuff. I had a little rave in the other theater the other night. We've done stand-up comedy, rap show, rock show,
yeah.
Just all kinds of different stuff. So, it's really just kind of a place for, like, getting to talk about pop culture a lot, have some good beer, have some good food.
You guys do some trivia, too?
Oh, yeah. I do trivia on Thursdays.
So, tons of snacks as well. Snacks everywhere.
Yep. I got a pretty good craft beer program.
I came in one day. There was a baby shower. I came in another day. There was a kid's birthday. I came in another day. It was some sort of celebration about Jiffy, actually, about Jiff.
Yeah.
It was a Jiff party. It was just like everybody was throwing down on peanut butter.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to ask you, Josh. Yeah. How does Jiff get away with it? By just having lowercase Jiff?
Just flood the market. You know, just put it out there, you just throw it out there, and people will believe that somebody must be buying it because there's so much.
I got an image of, like, the streets just flooding the gym. And he's like, fucking A, dude, I can't steer my car. Oh, no, my fucking Yaris is stuck.
It'd be a very slow flood, but
yeah. No, somehow it's fast in my head. I'm sorry.
It's like the oil from the natural peanut butter.
Yes, George Washington Carver, shout out. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoa, thank you, Herman High School.
Yes.
Actually, yeah, Herman High.
Yes.
Represent.
Herman High School. Speaking of Herman High School, real quick, our intro song and the song that we end with is our boy Brandon Ross. We want to thank you for all your help doing this show. Make sure you check out his new album, Pyrokinesis. Yes. Pyrokinesis. I'm on there. The two is, and you know, it's a great album.
Recorded a song here, didn't you?
We recorded, actually recorded the song for the album right in this room, and then, that's another thing. You know, the reason we wanted Josh on the show is because I think that people hear about Queen City and automatically they think it's just a straight up theater. In fact, I think they think that it's going to be like the movies that are out in the regular theater. And I think it couldn't be farther from that. And I think if that's what you think it is, and we're glad that we have him on here, I think the best way to do it is just to come in and check it out yourself. The coolest thing is if you have small children and you played video games as a kid, he has all those old games. He has, you know, Lion King, if you played that back in the day. He's got all the Ninja Turtle games, every single one that's made, all that stuff. N64, Super Mario, all kinds of stuff. So it's cool to be able to connect if you have kids or even if you just want to play that shit yourself, you know?
That goes back to what we were saying about there's so many different people that it appeals to.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Come check it out. Once you walk in the door, people they love it.
And Monday night at 11:05, I will be giving Madden lessons in the other
room. Oh, snap.
So, bring it on, Bancor.
Let's see how we are with the weird beer time. 3 minutes.
We have 3 minutes to finish these, and then we're going to reveal what the weird beer is. This is going to be a weekly thing.
Yes.
Every time we do this, Josh is doing this. It's his 10 minutes of fucking fame, and we're doing weird beers, man. It's unbelievable.
Hell yeah. I like it. Now, we have a live feed real quick from the... we do have a bunch of people out here. They are... There's a screen. It's piping everything we're doing into there. Let's just see if there's a lot...
Shut the door. Shut the door. They got my leg.
Thank you. Yes! They're loving it out there. We're hoping you're loving it back at home. It's Monday night. What the fuck else are you going to do, honestly? All right, so...
Let's wrap this up.
No, but real quick, I don't think we got to where you thought this was going.
All right, so this is where I think it's going. It's a sour.
Yep.
I'm going to say it's either a pomegranate or some sort of hibiscus, maybe combo, or raspberry. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So you said raspberry.
No. I'm changing my mind.
Okay.
Akiberry, that's in there.
Ooh.
Akiberry's in there. 100%. I taste it. Now I'm actually getting my craft brew face on.
You are.
So, there is Akiberry for sure in there. There's, I don't even know how to spell or what the fuck that Akiberry is. And there is a twinge of rosemary, which isn't a fruit, but I'm just telling you one of the ice cream. I'm trying to get two ingredients out of the beer. Now, Josh, there's Akiberry in there.
So, we're running out of time. We need to down these friggers.
We have 1 minute.
We gotta peel the can, right?
Flaves, Josh.
Cheers.
Thank you. Live feed from alcohol.
Should we do it together?
Should we do it together?
Do it together. Ready?
Label out.
Oh, that's OBC!
Yep, Orno Brewing Company. I want to bring somebody local with this.
Oh, man.
Orno Brewing Company Fruitful.
Yep, kettle sour, blackberry. So you guys
were close. We were close. Shit.
Yep, blackberry and mango.
Mango and that's delicious. Yep.
Now I had it. Here's the thing. That's why you covered the can up. Because literally it would have just gave it away really, really fast right there.
Yeah. I can really taste the mango.
Shout out to Heather and Aide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Great people, great company.
Delicious. That was actually, I've never ordered.
Have you had it?
I've never ordered a sour in my entire life, but I've had a couple. That was delicious.
I need to tell you that when we talked about this originally, this concept about the weird beers, I got scared. And I got scared because Josh's face, when we actually said, hey, we want to do this weird, he was like, I have the perfect one for them. And I thought it was going to be something... pretty much a chalk dust lager. I was
probably
scared.
Not,
but that was actually really good.
Brown.
That was a chutney brown. Yes, that was actually really, really, yeah, really good.
I thought it would appeal to you because you do like the ciders.
I do like ciders.
It's got a little bit of a kind of fruity and
lighter
flavor.
Now that I see the can, it's really good.
Yeah.
Delicious. Yeah, well,
so. Imagine if it said Jif.
The Jif Sour. Yeah, I've got 11 OBC beers on right now, so...
Hear that, guys?
11.
Yeah.
That's about one-third of what I usually carry.
And real quick, Josh, anything in closing as far as you want to... he's going to be on here
every
Monday. We're going to have a quick 10-minute sit-down. We have to finish the beer in that time, and we have to finish the beer, but anything in closing that you wanted to say about Queen City?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know... First of all, thanks for coming in and doing this.
This is great.
I love the setup. It's cool. I walked in here. I was like, all right, we're going to do this like for real.
Maybe
not professionally, but for real.
Yes.
And so thanks for coming in. Thanks for repping the show. The theater, you know what I mean? I'll rep the show. It's all love. Open 7 days a week, noon to midnight.
You heard it. Literally, noon to midnight. The coolest thing about this is if you're just driving around. Say you went bar hopping. Don't drive around while you bar hop. But say you went bar hopping and you're just in the town and it's, you know, 11:15. And you're like, we just want to do one more thing. You can come in here and maybe watch two episodes of a show or a short, you know, 1 hour, anything. Come here and play some games for an hour. Like, that's the coolest part about it. A lot of people don't know that, like, you know, do you close early? No, they're open till midnight every single night. So one of the few places that...
Yeah.
Also, little known fact, amazing chicken fingers. I'm a chicken finger guy. The chicken fingers are so on point. And by the way, W.A. Bean hot dogs. I had one the other night.
The snappers.
It's so
Sean Smith. Out of everybody, I hope he's listening.
Probably not. He's got shit to do. He is he's a mogul.
He's a man about town.
He is a man about town, man. So,
thank you so much, Josh. Yeah,
absolutely.
Not thanks for having
me. We will see you.
We'll see you next week.
Next Monday.
Yes, please. Something new?
Yeah. I'm good, dude. Okay. Jesus. What, 4%? Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So, our next guest should be...
All right. Yes. It should be pretty soon here. Let's just see here. Flaves, anything you want to talk about real quick while we're just kind
of... Yeah, totally. Well, you know, the one thing that I love about the Weird Beer, first of all, I didn't realize he was going to come and have them wrapped, so we didn't know. It was like a present.
Yeah.
And that was so much fun, dude. I literally hope next week that the Weird Beer comes out and it's something totally different. Sour, because that was a lot of fun. It was messing with my mind and not knowing what it was.
Dude, I thought it was going to be this thick, viscous.
He wouldn't do that to you. He knows you don't drink that stuff.
No, I literally said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and support the alcohol, but at the same point, like, I don't want to bash a company, but I don't like weird shit. Listen, there's so many people with, you know, craft beers and all that kind of stuff, and I appreciate that, and that's a good thing, but at the same time, I just was worried that it was going to be super, super weird.
Well,
please, can you talk about a topic while I just plug my laptop in here, buddy?
Yeah, well, all right, I'll take it away. You know, weird beers are taking over. They really are. I mean, you couldn't get a normal tasting lager if you tried. And some of these craft brews, they come out and they say, oh, this is our, our pills, our West, you know, like Mason's. They got a West Coast pills. I love it. But it doesn't taste anything like, you know, classic Busch, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, you know, like lagers. No one can make a fucking lager anymore. And I'm fine with it, I think. I really am, because I don't want someone to mimic my favorite chugger suds, you know? Dude, I don't. I want to drink Miller Lite, I want to drink Coors Light, and I want to drink them 12 at a time when I'm on the barbecue. But with the weird beers now coming on, you gotta kind of, like, pump the brakes a little bit. It's not always, you know, it's like whiskey beer. You might, you know, one day you might have a 7%er and be cool. Have a couple beers, everything's fine. But then all of a sudden you're drinking these Trappels that are like 12%, and it's like whiskey beer. I drink three of them, I'm grabbing the toilet. I'm like, what's going on? I haven't puked since I was 16. I only had three beers. All of a sudden I'm on the floor. It's like, you gotta be careful nowadays. It's not like it used to be, where, you know, all these craft beers were, this is a brown that I made in my basement. It's 5%. And you drink it, and it's like you're drinking the end of an oatmeal cup. Dude, it's chunky.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that with the new weird beers that are really starting to merge here, I think you gotta check your tolerance, folks. You gotta check... You can't be like, oh, I had 8 Bud Lights the other night with my friends. Yeah. You think you're going to go drink 3 friggin' IPAs? That ain't going to happen. Yeah. The IPA's going to lay you on your ass. You can get used to drinking friggin' lagers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's what it is. We can't stop it from coming. It's coming. It's here. They're infesting our cities. And I'm cool with it. I really do love the scene. But the scene that I love more is marijuana. That's my love. But, you know, it's cool, though.
I think we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Marijuana is going to be probably what we're going to close with. Talk about a little bit of weed.
Yeah, buddy. You know that.
Now, the only reason I stepped out for a second is just because...
You had to piss.
No.
Your girl's out there.
No, not the
baby needed to be changed.
No, but I had to calm those people down a little bit because they were so raucousy.
Did they have your pants down?
I didn't look from the waist down. I just literally looked in their eyes. The first thing I did is walk in their eyes and go, shut the fuck up. We're doing a live show. We've got 12 people listening. Not now, but we did have 12 people at one point.
We had 12 people.
And we were very excited
on the hook.
Now, listen, so we have, we're going to go ahead and get to one of our sponsors real quick, just show you real quick. And we're doing a lot of crazy stuff. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. You know, it's the little things that count in this life.
And you know, if you ever needed a lift up a mountain, I would carry you.
Fuck, you have a hard time, I'll tell you that right
now. I am a very strong
You're
person.
Sturdy as all fuck, alright. So, let's just see. Let me just check my phone. Let's just see.
Do you want me to try to get in touch with the representative?
No. I think we're all good. Hold on. Let me just check this phone. Yeah, right here. We're good. Oh, here he goes. So let's just call him real quick.
All
right.
Is this thing on?
Huh?
Hello, Mr. Page?
Is this thing working?
Mr. Page, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, can I call
Steve
you?
Steve called me with this. What show?
Hey, Mr. Page?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, can I call
you? How we doing?
Very good. Can I call you Paula? Mr. Page, can I call
you? Yeah, of course. Please call me Paula. My dad was Mr. Page.
Excellent. Well, would you do a quick exercise with me? Repeat after me. Yard vark, ard work, weeping willow tree for me.
Once upon an exercise me, ard vark, hard walk.
Okay, close enough. Are those dentures or veneers?
Oh, no. These are all me, baby. Look, huh? Friggin' shitlets. These cocksuckers are runway ready, hoss.
When was the first time you knew that you were in love with Janet Mills?
Well, Flaves, love's a very fickle and mysterious creature, you know. I don't know the exact time, but the date was August 13, 1999. It was windy as all fuck out. Crisp haziness in the air. I walked into the Maine's women lobby, which I later found out is not just a lobby full of sexy biddies. She walked up to me. I'll never forget it. She says, "Did you take a wrong turn?" I said, "Would it be right for me to turn you over?" She never spoke to me again.
Well, I don't blame her. Could she spend the $4 quadrillion budget?
Well, as you know, I help run the company. I often slept in those cardboard boxes that we keep blankets in, the big ones, snug as a friggin' bug. As far as the budget being spent there, Jesus, I think she needs to buy some asphalt, some Peterbilts, fix those potholes. You know, ever since I moved to Florida, I don't see shit from potholes. The roads are as smooth as Norman Reedus on a dating app. I mean, they'll bust your fucking windows out and steal your dimes and your cell phone charger, but the roads are all one shape. Flat.
A squirrel is to a tree as you are to blank.
Tree? I mean, I never told anybody this, but all the Page Boys, we climb trees. No tree untouched was my motto. You get the hand sappy, and Paula is happy. It's all in my book, Friggin' Life Goes the Fuck On. My dad, he was a huge dink. I slept in horse stables and strip clubs as a boy. Climbing trees is when I flourished. I was like a pudgy sparrow in the wind.
If you were Maine's governor again, what's the first thing that you'd do, Paula?
I don't know if I ever would. I mean, you read the papers and all you see is local man has a fuck ton of morphine Sudafed. You know, it's an epidemic. But if I came back, mark my words, D-Money, Stucky, Loose Jim, Big Cree Cree, Vicious Valerie, Pippi Crackstockings, all of them, they're going straight to PCJ.
How is the ganja in Florida? How is it, Paul?
Well, you know, in Maine, I was very, very against the token and J-Bones, but I brought my family to Universal Studios and a guy in a minion suit tried to sell me what he called Brown Town Indicas. I declined.
Are you officially a stoner now? I mean, what about your brother? Like, what happened to him?
Huh? Who fucking told you that, huh? Stuart? That prick Gruel? I mean, yeah, I rolled a few backwoods in the Gardenza, but I did not inhale. As you publicly know, I have 17 siblings. My brother Steve was killed senselessly at the hands of the cannabis. He ate some Halloween candy riddled with dabs. He then drove his Buick into a Giffords. He loved Rocky Road, Jesus. What kind of interview you got me doing here? I got time for one more. I'll do one more for you, Fliss.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry to get deep. Or in closing, what makes you tick, Paula? What makes you tick?
Just the fact that, you know, no one has ever disputed the fact that I was the most caring, open-minded, non-racist governor ever.
Thank you very much, Paula. That was a great interview.
Thank
you for coming to us live from Florida.
Mr. Page, thank you so much for being on Two in the Flaves, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Hey, you know, it was a pleasure. If you get Janet on the show, tell her to DM me. I got tickets to R. Kelly and Kissimmee. Have a good one.
Yes, you too, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
Thank you.
That's ex-Governor Paula Page.
Hell yeah, buddy.
It's the first
fucking
episode.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. We did it, though. We did it.
Hey, I'm so proud of you.
Fucking
A. Listen, we only have like 3 or 4 minutes left.
Yes.
And I just want to say your hilarious nature.
Yes.
And your wonderful, what do I call, mopa when it comes to getting this show going.
Yeah.
It's a treat. It's an honor. I love you, man. This has been so much fun. I can't wait to do this every week with you.
In the same regards, honestly, you have been an amazing person in my life, and I don't want to tear.
Don't cry.
No, it's the 4%.
Don't cry.
It's the raspberry Heather and Abe beer. It's so good. It's so good.
Dude, I could drink 1 billion of those, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Verburritos.
Oh, too close.
Too soon.
Too soon. Dude,
it's a joke. There's still of them, right?
You know what? Nobody exists. Do not apologize.
I never said.
I'm joking. You do never. You will never. On this set, you will never, ever apologize for making fun of people in the public eye. Frank,
fuck no. By the way, great people, expensive ass burritos, dude. And that's the hard truth.
Well, when you charge $9 a burrito, what are you going to do?
Chipotle. For six.
Chipotle for six?
Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you what. Yeah, don't get the meat. I don't ever get meat in the burrito. Anyway, we appreciate you tuning in tonight.
Thank you all so
much. Make sure you come back next Monday. We will be right here. Way more prepared.
It's the same bad time. It's the same bad channel. 10 p.m., baby.
We don't know who the guest is, but who the fuck cares?
Two in the Flames.
We're going to be here. Two in the Flames. Thank you so much.